Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in your area about local issues and your opinions on it. Are you registered to vote in Texas, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
No, Democrat.
Okay. All right, ma'am, in this November elections, which way are you more likely to vote? Would that be for Kamala Harris as president, Colin Allred running against Ted Cruz for Texas, the senator, and all Democrats running for all offices here in Texas? Or
yeah.
A mix of Democrats and some Republicans candidates if they are better?
Probably all Democrats.
Okay, all Democrats. All right, ma'am, which of the following seven reasons the biggest motivator for you to cast your vote in the 2024 election and vote for Democratic candidates? To stop Texas' extreme abortion bans, to address gun violence and mass shootings with common sense gun laws, raise age to 21 for assault weapons, and restrict guns if, you know, have mental illness history, to support public schools by stopping the diversion of taxpayer money for private school vouchers, to stop
Donald
Trump.
Definitely be for abortion.
Okay, let me just finish reading that. Maybe you can pick one or the other one. So to stop Donald Trump and his mega followers, to stop Texas, show me your papers, allowing local police to stop any vehicle or person they consider suspicious and immediately deport them out of the country if the person does not have proof of citizenship or on them. Okay, or to fix the electric grid to make it more reliable, or to make auto and homeowners insurance more affordable?
The second one would be just stop Donald Trump.
Okay, but the first one, I think I only picked one of these. Would that still be the Texas stream abortion ban?
Yes.
Okay, that would be your main one, right?
Yep.
Okay, and your second one? To stop
the Donald Trump one. Yeah.
Okay, Donald Trump and his MAGA followers. All right, ma'am, in your opinion, which of these five is the worst thing about Texas, you know, anti-abortion laws? To take away women's freedom to control their own bodies and healthcare decisions, punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison, no exceptions for when the life of the woman is at risk, requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11, or fines any family or friends $10,000 assisting a woman traveling out of the state to get a legal abortion.
Which is the worst?
Yes, ma'am. Which one is the worst anti-abortion law?
I don't know. They're all pretty bad.
Well, can you give me one that you think is, you know, the worst one?
Sure, the first one.
The take away women's freedom, right? And control their own bodies with health decisions. All right, ma'am, we're almost done with this survey. Just some qualification purpose questions. What is your gender? Would that be male, female, or other?
Female.
All right, ma'am, and what is your age? Are you 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and up?
40 to 54.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be either Hispanic, Mexican, or any Spanish or Latino ancestry?
No.
No? Okay. And do you consider yourself to be African-American or Black, of Asian or Pacific Island descent, white or Caucasian, or other?
White.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and do you have at least one college degree that requires 4 or more years to obtain?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and finally, mark yes or no if you regularly use each of the following to get news or entertainment. TV streaming like Hulu, ESPN, Peacock, or Paramount. Yes or no?
Yes.
What about TV channels? Fox, Fox News, or OAN?
No.
Facebook or Meta?
Yes.
Twitter or X, TikTok or Instagram?
No.
What about YouTube TV?
No.
And TV channels, MSNBC or CNN?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation. You have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. You too. Bye.
Huh?